Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and our good friend Jeffrey is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is the book on those two things. And you want to check that out wherever, we'll give you the location in just a minute where you can find those books. Jeffrey is a syndicated columnist. You'll see his byline all over the Internet, as well as in at least one paper, and I think I know some others magazines that take his work. He's an outstanding resource for us and our brain trust. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. I'm a little bummed out this morning, Jeff.
How's that?
Warren Zevon died this week.
You know what? That was terrible, but you know what? I think that we're all in mourning. Every time we hear American Werewolves in London, we'll think of him.
Werewolves of London, Excitable Boy, exactly. And I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. He can now sleep, Kenny. And I don't mean to be making fun of him, folks. But listen, if you know anything about Warren Zevon, you know that he would love this.
Right.
Right.
And he had a very upbeat outlook for somebody with a terminal illness.
Well, he did. Oh, absolutely.
So we are in mourning, but we'll toast him with our orange juice and our coffee.
Even some serious rock fans don't know who Warren Zevon is, but just remember this. If you know the song Werewolves of London or Excitable Boy or The Envoy or any of those songs that you've heard, he's the guy. And you know, the world was better for having him here.
Right.
As I said, he'd love this kind of talk about him, but
he'd probably say, guys, get real. It's only me.
All I hope is that when they bury him, that his hair will be perfect. Let's talk about spam, Jeff. What's the word with spam these days?
Warren's a spam.
You know, I'm really ticked at the spammers, not so much because, partially because of all the stuff I get that I don't need.
Right.
But they've actually made it difficult. They made it a problem for legitimate marketers, email marketers like you and like me. And I say legitimate folks because we only send to people tell us that it's okay to send them, that opt in, and spammers don't do that. But what I was going to say is they've clogged up the work so much that some of our stuff can't get through to our customers.
Right, right. It's a big issue because I use, for example, Bell South for my DSL service. You can use Earthlink, you can use all different kinds of company products. ISPs, Internet Service Providers, and many of those have taken it upon themselves to institute rules and install software and filters that will block out certain words. So if I write, had this happen between me and one of my clients where I wrote an article on spam, and I couldn't transmit the article because their server had anti-spam and antivirus software that the filter's been set up to block out, it must have had the word spam or email viruses or something like that in the subject or in the body.
It wouldn't even go out, would it?
It wouldn't even. It kept getting bounced back. I'm like, did you get it yet? He's like, no. So eventually I had to run a search and essentially pull some of the words or parse it down until we found out what it was.
You had to sanitize it, didn't you?
They didn't filter out the name of the bar, so I feel good about that.
Had
to sanitize it. But, you know, for legitimate email marketers, for people who have opted into email distribution, meaning they've agreed to, you know, any subscribers to your zine or to my zine, they've opted in, they've agreed to receive this stuff, they should be able to receive it no problem. But it's come to the point where spam is so pervasive and so pernicious that I'm unsubscribing from so many things just to cut the amount of garbage that comes in. Because there's so much out there.
But do you recommend that we actually unsubscribe to spam? I keep getting told that you should never do that because that lets them know that you actually do exist.
Well, Well, there's a couple ways to handle that. That is a truism. It depends on who sends the spam. If it's something for Viagra or some sort of, you know, body enhancement, maybe not, because I don't think they really care anyway. And it depends on whether, obviously, it's a virus. You have to tell whether it's a virus or not, that you don't want to go unsubscribing to that because you may pick something else and make something else happen. But if you can tell that it's, because there's a lot of, I want to say, legitimate marketers who are using electronic mail to market to new customers. And it's important that they will abide by the rules. Now, one thing about email marketing is a friend of a friend is considered your friend and prospect many times. So mm-hmm. when you click that little box, when you subscribe or register for a service online, do I agree to receive information and promotions from us or our partners? Well, their partners could be people they sell their list to or release their list to.
Right.
So invariably, read that copy because it could be a negative subscription or a negative whatever you call it.
Well, and all it has to do is get out of the hands of one person who was just giving it to a partner,
right?
For that partner to be less stringent with their privacy policies than the person you subscribe to,
right?
And you go down two or three generations, and before that you know it, you're with the full blown spammer.
Yeah, and I think it's important that unless you really want that information, unless you really know what you're getting into, try not to opt in to or agree to be marketed. Someone, if Jim put on the bottom, do you agree to receive information from my partners?
Right.
Well, you know what? That'd be okay, except you don't, Jim is only as good as his worst partner.
That's right.
That's right. And you've got great partners, but you don't know what they're going to do, and you don't know what Jeff's partners are going to do. So, I mean, as a matter of course, I know you nor I share our list with anybody.
Nope.
And
my sponsors don't get the list. They haven't asked me for them.
They develop their own.
Exactly. And that's what true respect, what I consider to be respectable online marketers do, and we play by the rules. But I will tell you this: we're going to a break in a half a minute. But folks, I hate to say this, but if you are with AOL, you may not be getting all your mail.
They put on those filters.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the more spam we get, the more they're going to do that. I'll tell you, I don't know how anybody runs a business with an AOL account. Do you?
Right. Not at all.
I hate to say that, folks, but it's come to that. It's come to the point.
Could be missing. Could be, the big prospect you've been wanting. And for $15 or $30 a year just to host it, to throw up a domain, maybe a little bit more, and have a branded email, there's nothing more valuable.
Absolutely. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's ZZ Top in the background there. Wow, what a band. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's pretty good on the drums, too, there, aren't you, Jeff?
I'm just a little old Soho from Florida.
Hey, Jeff, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Now, let me tell you why you want to know about that address, ladies and gentlemen. Chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey is just an incredible resource. Anybody who's a micropreneur, anybody who's got a home office, small office, you got one employee, two employees, you've got a tiny little company, not unlike mine and yours, Jeff.
There you go.
And he can help you. He's got the goods. Just check the website out there. He's got a book on teleworking and telecommuting that will help you understand a lot of different strategies for yourself. But also, I still think that people need to be getting your book Safe at Home, the one where you talk about the seven keys to home office security, which includes, which doesn't wander that far away from spam, right?
It includes the discussion of spam. It really gets into viruses, hack attacks.
Right. Speaking of viruses, the SOBIC virus won't go away, will it?
It won't go away. And the problem is, the reason it won't go away is there are those people who have either installed their antivirus software and never updated it, or never installed it at all. And so latest versions of antivirus software or the latest updates or what they call definitions have not been installed on their computer, so they're not going to stop or support something like Sobig or Melissa or LoveSan or any of these viruses that have come along in the past couple of years that have wreaked havoc on the Internet. And
but
some
the
of
other...
them are just... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but the other thing they do is, this dumber than that, is opening up the attachments.
Yeah, they open attachments. And you know what's interesting, Jim, is we give AOL a lot of grief, but there's one thing that AOL does that for an email marketer is terrible, but for someone trying to protect themselves from spam is kind of good. Every time an attachment arrives to an AOL mailbox, a big box opens up right on the front and says, do you know who this is from? This could contain a virus. It could damage your computer. Are you sure you want to open it up? So for those who are not savvy about the Internet, what the threats are that exist out there, it's one more little warning.
But you know, Jeff, what blows me away, maybe this is too harsh on my part, but what blows me away is we learned about 250,000 years ago that if you slam something down on your thumb, it'll hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we learned almost that long ago that if you open up an attachment from somebody that you don't know and that you weren't expecting, you're probably going to get a virus.
You're taking it.
You know what I mean? Why do we have to keep learning this?
Well, because some of us just aren't getting the message. You know what? I even go so far that if Jim sends me a message and forgets to put something in the subject line or put some very generic, unpersonalized greeting in the subject line.
Or use bad grammar.
or use bad grammar. Hey, Editor Jeff here. I'll just delete it and then I'll reply and say, did you intend to send this to me? Usually I'll just delete Jim's stuff.
Yeah, he just throws it away. He doesn't worry about that.
But, I mean, for example, when I send an email, I put JZ and then a hyphen in every email I send so people know it's from Jeff Sabar. I mean, people who know me know it's
from Jeff. Of course, the virus guys are now are going to know that now. You realize that?
Well, now they're going to.
Because they listen to the show, of course.
That's it. I just did. Well, we hope they're all out in California.
Maybe. No, I think they're over in India or somewhere like that. But
exactly, all those outsourced guys.
Exactly. But anyway, back to the spam, Jeff. Give us a couple more tips on what we can do to get rid of the spam.
Well, I think a couple things. First off, very quickly, visit your internet service provider, and if they do have spam fighting tools, turn them on. Because, you know, some company may install its own and thrust it upon me, that's bad. But a lot of them have the tools that if you just go to them online, you can engage them yourself. Mm-hmm. If you use Outlook, if you use Eudora, if you use Pegasus, a lot of these different email programs, what we call email clients, allow you to engage filters, to turn on different filters. So, for example, if you're using Outlook, which another thing is to get out of Outlook if you're using them, because a lot of these target Outlook, that may be something to consider. If you're using Outlook, for example, go to Tools, go to Message Rules, go to Mail, off that whole string, and then you can go in there and put in the words that you think are the most likely. For example, enlargement, Viagra. Nigeria, because you get all those emails from the defrocked son of the Nigerian petroleum minister.
But now, if you're doing business, if you're actually exporting or importing from Nigeria, you got a problem. You're just going to have to.
You've got a problem. Leave that in. You might want to catch the tricksters. If you're using filters and you get a lot of free, and you're going to put the word free in your filter, then you might also want to put free asterisk, F-R-E-E separated by asterisk. Review the junk before you delete anything, because that'll send it all to your junk inbox, your junk box. Review it, obviously, before you delete it, because you want to make sure that it's there. Keep your antivirus definitions updated weekly, if not daily or every other day.
And most of the antivirus companies offer spam filters as well that you can also put on your own system.
They do spam. They have spam filters. They have pop-up blockers, which a lot of legitimate marketers will not like very much or saying, but that'll stop the pop-up ads. I mean, I even installed on my Google toolbar, on my web browser toolbar, I installed from Google a pop-up blocker, which is great because I'm not getting. I've been blocked like 50 or 60 of them in the past week.
Hey,
which
Jeffrey,
just keeps me more productive.
Our audience can get your free e-zine on your website too, can't they?
They can go there. They can. Unless, of course, they have a pop-up blocker, which will pop
Give us that URL again.
It's www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You can buy his books there, too, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Jeff.
That's been great. Thanks,
Next
Jim.
Time, buddy. See ya.
Got it.
Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.